7:35.
Before we read this, just want to point out that the next four are BES matters. We're going to try to trim our sails a little bit. We think we can be done by 5:30, so just want to give you a heads up.
Very good. 7:35.
Not funny.
I'm out at 5.
We'll be done in 10.
You better hustle.
Authorize intergovernmental agreements and grant agreements in support of Your Neighborhood to the River program for 4 years beginning fiscal year 2019-20 in amounts up to $100,000 per year with a total aggregate cost not to exceed $400,000.
Commissioner Fish.
Jennifer Karps, would you come forward? And I'll just read the introduction and then we'll take questions. Council colleagues, the Neighborhood to the River program combines green solutions with engineered pipe solutions. It brings rain gardens and green streets into neighborhoods. It supports education programs and community projects that will add to the city's green infrastructure. And it has a broad reach across our city in neighborhoods like North Northeast, Southeast, and Northwest. This item has an emergency clause on it because BES is fortunate to have four prospective grantees in the pipeline who are eager to get started. They are Janus Youth Program's Garden Works Project, Verde's Cully Rain Garden Program, the Columbia SLU Watershed Council's Northeast Ainsworth Habitat Corridor Project, the Regional Arts and Culture Council's Whitaker Ponds and Cully Park Indigenous Artist in Residence Project. Jennifer Karps, who does a wonderful job as the BES Program Coordinator and lead on this project, is here to answer any questions you may have.
I just had one. I mean, first of all, this sounds fantastic. I was looking at the community impacts and community involvement statement here in the proposal, and there are a number of great benefits that Commissioner Fish has mentioned, and one of those benefits is access to environmental education, particularly for Portlanders who have historically maybe not had the opportunities that many have had to go to outdoor school or other types of programs. Can you give us some sense of balance? How much of the program is focused on education versus how much is focused on some of these other community partnerships?
Absolutely. Great question. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler. I would say to an extent it depends on the projects that come in because they all come from the community, but we're really eager that there be education involved in all of the projects.
And you've outreached to all these organizations that the commissioner mentioned, and so they'll consider proposals and then bring them back, I would assume?
Yes, absolutely. These four prospective grantees actually came in through our CWSP, or Community Watershed Stewardship Program, intake process. That's a mouthful.
That's funny. That's good.
And so this grant program will be similar to that. However, we will offer rolling grants, which will give us more flexibility to work with partners as they arise and as they come in, and as our outreach team find them and find their good projects.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Any further questions? Is there public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one signed up.
Great. Call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your presentation. Aye.
Thank you.
Fish?
Jennifer, thank you for your good work. This is a fantastic program. It's a relatively small amount of money with a big impact. Aye.
Wheeler?
I think this is great. I hope we'll also hear information back in terms of what kind of proposals you receive, what kind of proposals receive funding, and what the community impact is.
Absolutely.
But it's a great program. Thanks for doing it.
Thank
Thanks, Commissioner Fish. I vote aye. Ordinance is adopted.